Love Her Madly by Marianne Tyrone Smith. This book is dedicated to six literary gorillas: Sybil Steinberg, John Coyne, Michael Anderson, Dan Doyle, Molly Friedrich, and Elizabeth Stein. Chapter 1. This was the first call I made. Houston Police Department. Asked them to track down the dispatcher working out of the 31st Precinct 17 years ago, third shift, on duty from 11 to 7. Very efficient force down there. Cop called me back 20 minutes later. He said,
"Now, have I got Agent Penelope Rice of the FBI here?"
He did.
"Count yourself fortunate, ma'am. Officer Melvin Hightower, dispatcher 17 years ago, 31st Precinct, is still dispatching, still working the third shift, don't ask me why. He's home asleep till 5. Don't need to sleep far as I can tell. Melvin's famous for the amount of rest he gets on the job."
He gave me Melvin's home phone number. I thanked him.
"Always a pleasure helping out the feds, ma'am."
"Yeah, sure." At 5 o'clock, Officer Hightower answered his phone on the first ring. He didn't say hello. He said,
"FBI?"
So I said, "Officer Hightower?" Him.
"Agent Rice?"
I let it go. "Yes, this is Agent Rice. Sorry to bother you at home."
"Expect it's urgent."
"Very urgent." "Yes, it is. I need you to recall the work you did the night Melody Scott and James Munter were killed."
"You and everybody else. That little gutter snipe. Well, her number's just about up, ain't it?"
He wasn't looking for an answer, so why bother?
"About to get the big stick. I tell you, it's all been coming back to me like it happened last night, like I got a picture showing my head. I'd be more than happy to share my recollections with you, Agent, but I do find myself wondering what interest the FBI..."